Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Susanna Hoffs. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating stories behind Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Aloy, and today's episode is all about the incredibly talented Susanna Hoffs. Now, you might already know her from her iconic voice and presence as a member of the Bangles, but there's so much more to her journey, her impact on music, and the world beyond that. So sit back, relax, and let's explore the life and career of Susanna Hoffs. Susanna Hoffs was born on January 17, 1959, in Los Angeles, California. Growing up in a household surrounded by the arts, her mother being a film director and her father a psychoanalyst, Hoffs developed a deep love for music and performance at an early age. Imagine what it must have been like to be constantly enveloped by the worlds of imagination and introspection. She attended Palisades High School and later went to the University of California, Berkeley, where she earned a degree in art. But what makes someone choose music over visual art, you might wonder? For Hoffs, it was the irresistible pull of expression and connection. In 1980, with influences ranging from the Beatles to punk rock, she co-founded the Bangles, initially called the Bangs. The group consisted of musicians who felt an intrinsic bond over their musical tastes and aspirations. We're talking about a time when female rock bands were breaking new ground and redefining genres. Can you envision the challenges they must have faced, yet the excitement and determination they must have felt? The Bangles' all-female lineup was not just about girl power. It was about creating their own space in a predominantly male industry. Their harmonies, inspired guitar work, and distinct melodies soon caught widespread attention. In 1984, they released their first full album, aptly titled All Over the Place, and the world began to notice. A key moment in the band's ascent came with their 1986 album Different Light, which included mega hits like Manic Monday and Walk Like an Egyptian. It's interesting to note that Manic Monday was penned by none other than Prince, who was so impressed with Hoffs that he offered them the song under the pseudonym Christopher. What a pivotal moment that must have been. A testament to her ability to inspire fellow artists. Listeners, I want you to think about the 1980s, a time when MTV was transforming how we consumed music. Hoffs, with her captivating presence and artistic flair, became a fixture on television screens. Walk Like an Egyptian wasn't just a chart topper, it became a cultural moment. What song or video do you associate with a pivotal time in your life? It's easy to focus on her time with the Bangles, but Hoffs' career and creative efforts extend far beyond that period. After the initial breakup of the Bangles in 1989, Hoffs embarked on a solo career. Her first solo album, When You're a Boy, came out in 1991. It didn't achieve the same commercial success as her work with the Bangles, but it showcased her versatility as an artist and offered insight into her evolving voice. Hoffs' career has been, at its core, a tapestry woven from collaboration. In the early 2000s, she teamed up with musician Matthew Sweet to create Sid and Susie, a project that allowed the two of them to delve into the songs they respected and cherished, cover albums of classic rock tunes. Their albums Under the Covers, Volba 1, and subsequent releases were a walk down memory lane for fans of classic hits, making these nostalgic numbers accessible to a new generation. An important aspect often overshadowed by her musical achievements is Hoffs' foray into acting. She appeared in the 1987 film The All-Nighter, which was directed by her mother. This role signified a melding of familial collaboration and artistic exploration, something quite unique in the entertainment industry. Now, here's a thought-provoking question for you. How does the ability to explore different artistic avenues, like acting and singing, influence our understanding of someone as a multifaceted artist? Does it inspire us to embrace our own diverse talents? One might ask what legacy Susanna Hoffs has left over the years. Is it merely the incredible chart-topping music, or is there something more? Perhaps it's her ability to harness her creative powers or her enduring presence that continues to inspire women and men across generations. Her career, rich with both trials and triumphs, serves as a blueprint for how dedication and passion can weave together an enduring artistic legacy. Let's think for a moment about the way music and artistry can bridge generations. Who are the artists today that you believe carry the same fire and authenticity that Hoff's has exemplified? As we reach the end of this episode, I encourage you to delve deeper into Susanna Hoff's journey. Read her story, listen to her music, and maybe even revisit some of those nostalgic bangles hits that colored the soundscape of the 80s. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia today. I hope Susanna Hoff's story resonates with you and maybe even sparks a renewed interest in the art that fills your own life. Remember, every Wikipedia article is a portal to a world of knowledge and inspiration. Keep exploring and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Susanna Hoff's. Thanks for listening. See you next time.